Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond. I always say that, don't I? I always start the show with good afternoon or good evening. You remember that old movie with Robin Williams? Good morning, Vietnam. But it's good afternoon, America or Canada or wherever you might be calling. Call us from the UK and some other lovely places. So Canada, I think Canada, I don't know. So how's everybody today? Have a beautiful day so far. I got some articles for you.
I'm working on a project to take over
of an online magazine that's been actually out for at least 10 years that I know. So it's not like this brand new startup. It's called The Messenger. The Messenger. And so if you want to look up the if you want to look it up, it's called the website is themessenger.info. Just one word, themessenger.info, if you want to look it up. But over time, I'm going to kind of change the format a little bit of the magazine, the direction it's headed. But the
as a mentor of mine is
now. So they'll be taking it over in the next month or so. Again, all that merging over from one person to the other. We have an agreement upon doing it, so that's good. I've actually got I'm getting most of the keys to open up the doors, the internet doors to do this. So it's kind of a cool thing. So how's everybody today? So that's my news. I'm going to keep you posted on that and where to look it up. And I'm planning on not being a static magazine in the sense, you know, the magazines come out once a month and you look at the articles and then wait for the next one to come out. I'm
paper kind of thing. We're updating
constantly new stuff all the time, you know, like hopefully daily, weekly, whenever things come up and articles come up that might be of interest and from various areas. It's kind of a holistic, you know, about living a holistic life, inspired life, a happy life. Okay, so I have callers and stuff. So I want to get back to you. Let me get back to a little bit of what I do so that those who have never listened to the show and have no clue who I am. And I've been thinking about this and how I present myself. And it came from the other night I was
that I've known off and on for a while.
Asked me questions when I was chatting and I was in the zone, what I call being in the zone, which means connected to spirit. And I was coaching. It's kind of life coaching. I call it inspired life coaching. And that's what I do, inspired life coaching, because I'm listening to spirit. And once I get into the zone, it just kind of flows. And it's like when I was in the ministry a long time ago, I would talk to people and go, wow, where did that come from? That wasn't me. So there's this connection to source energy, spirit, whatever you call it, that just.
And it just feels good.
I mean, I can go into trance and all that stuff and do it, but, you know, I've been doing this for, I don't know, almost all my whole life, all 60-something years. Well, maybe I started as a teenager, but that's what I do. So that's cool. So when I'm answering your questions, it really is about life coaching. But it's the when, where, how, and why about whatever your questions. So, yeah, it's the when, where, why, and how about your questions. And so that's what we get into.
But it really, a lot of it has to do with
just as important. So let me take a call, and we'll see how that flows, see if I connect with your energy, because being an empath and a channel, I got to connect with your energy. So be positive, okay? Positive people. So let me see what's going on. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. How are you? Yes, thank you for having your show.
Thank you. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Tina.
Tina, how is Tina today on this beautiful Wednesday? Isn't it Wednesday still?
Yes, and I am excellent. I'm excellent. Today is the best day ever.
So what's going on, Tina?
I would like to ask about my friend Robert. I just want to know what do you get from him and our friendship.
Okay. When you use the word friendship, do you put it in quote marks? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
So you want more than just a casual friend, right?
Yes.
Don't be shy about it. Of course you want wrong. So you want to be willing to go there. Because obviously by calling and asking about it, you kind of go, I'm not sure where he's at, right? Let me give you a word I get, and let me see if this describes a little bit about him. And you tell me I'm wrong, because being wrong is okay. Evasive on the subject. Evasive. He's evasive, right?
Yes.
And I'm also feeling about him, he's not prepared yet. Because men are phobic about
commitments. Men can get phobic about.
Really questions, because we know all that. We've established he's evasive, a little commitment phobic, right?
Yes, you're going in and out. I don't know why Blog Talk does that to you, but I'm sorry, you're going in and out.
Well, what I'm trying to say to you is that we established he's a little evasive, he's a little bit of a commitment phobe, right?
Yeah.
But the real question is, does he care about you? Does he want you in his life? Enough change, right? Isn't that it?
Yes.
Bottom line.
Yes.
That's a yes or no. That's,
And you can't.
You blanked out again. I heard, does he really want me in his life? And then it blanked out.
I'll give you a yes or no. A yes or no? Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
But it's on his schedule. Okay?
Yes, it is.
And what I hear for you on this regard, what you might have to do or what you could be continuing to do, because you're probably doing this already, it's just be more than a friend. Be more than a friend. But don't give too much
of it. Okay.
You know what I mean by that? You don't bend over for everything he wants. Don't just give yourself whatever but be a good friend.
Yes. I'm getting ready to travel with him.
And at some point, let me give you this real quick, and I'm going to move on. But at some point in the near future, you have to slowly kind of leak to him. It's like you have to do it in a way that he doesn't freak out what your intention is.
Why do I have to do that? He is so funny.
Do you know what I mean by that? Because you can't just hit him in the face and go, I want to be with you forever, and, da 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 da. He'll freak out. He'll run for the woods. But and the other thing I hear for you and him is you got to make it feel like it's his idea. You got to manipulate him into his idea. Okay?
That's funny.
You can do this. You have the capabilities. So you'll get there. You'll get there. Just be patient.
Thank you. That's funny.
Hello? I'll give you that. Okay?
I'm sorry? You blinked that again.
There's a soulful destiny in all of this. Your souls are meant to merge. Okay?
Oh.
Have
yes,
fun.
Yes, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Take
care. Okay, bye.
Bye. Delightful person. Relationships are tough. If it was left to men only to develop a relationship and to get into a relationship all by themselves,
it just wouldn't happen as much. Out there,
jump into the ring like, oh, I'm there. And then that scares some women away, because I've talked to women in the past. Well, he came on really strong. We've known each other for a couple of weeks now, and he wants to get married and move to whatever and have a bunch of kids. And it's like, well, there's something wrong with that, too. Absolutely something wrong with that one, too. But there's the other side of it where men, you know, and I've read a lot about this, and Spirit's kind of guided me on this, and the thing about men, which is really
interesting.
It doesn't take long for a man to meet a woman and know that that's the one. This is the one I want to be with. And sometimes women have to forget about what the man has to say about it. But his actions are more important than words. You know, the fact that he keeps coming back and it's been months and he keeps coming back. Now, there is that fine line of being a user, and some men can be users, especially in the sexual area. You know that. You got that one all cleared up, right? You got that one pretty much. But he keeps back. But if he's doing little things for you, if he's doing what he thinks is the manly thing to do after you,
if he's helpful in ways
in your car, or oh yeah, you got that. Oh, let me fix that for you. Okay, let me do this for you. If a man is committed to doing that, you got him hook, line, and a sinker. You really do. Because he's doing what he knows to do to make this relationship work. And it's not necessarily in words, but it's action. So women out there who are wondering about their man, if he's ever going to come across, make that commitment, look at his actions. Does he do the little things that you need to have
without even asking to be done? Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. He's actually doing things and I haven't asked her to do it. That's kind of a rare bird. Nah, not as rare as you think. So let me take another call. So that's men. We're an interesting breed. Ha ha. Men. Yes. Hello.
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 Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. As the other calls, this thing cuts out from time to time. And I don't know if it's Blog Talk or it's my server. If it's AT&T, I don't know if it is. I don't think so. But.
Well, I can hear you fine now. My question is really whatever Spirit wants to bring forth for me, whatever guidance that I can hear that's going to keep me on track. This new moon has me feeling a lot of emotions, and I would just love some guidance.
Okay, very good. Now, you know what? You cut out just as you're giving me your name. So can you give me your name again?
My name is Ashley.
Ashley. So Ashley is kind of a little scattered right now, right?
A little, yeah.
You're not completely focused on where you should be.
Well, there's a lot I have to focus on. In your heart,
you know exactly what you should be doing, right? What I hear for you, and if you can hear me, I hope you can. I hope it isn't cutting out. Mm-hmm. But what I'm hearing for you is you have to filter out the fluff in your life. Do you know what I mean by that?
Filter out the fluff.
It's stuff that's not really, really important right now to be doing. It's really focusing your energy. And what do you do?
Well, right now I work I work with children, but I'm going to school to be a certified life coach and hypnotherapist, and I'm also writing an album.
Okay. The reason I asked that, because I heard these words and I wanted to verify that I'm on track with you. I heard you need to focus on your healing, and that means external healing. And what you're doing as a coach is healing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Emotional healing for other people, not yourself. Well, there is yourself here. But you need to focus on your healing. And you're writing.
Oh, I'm sorry. You broke out. I couldn't hear you.
Your album that you're preparing, is it musical?
Yes.
Okay. So your music has a healing component to it. Did you know that?
Yes, absolutely.
And you're under divine direction to use your music to help people emotionally and healing and physically to some degree. So that's what they want you to focus on, dear. That's what they want you to focus on. You need to focus on your healing work, okay?
I know, and I'm overwhelmed with all of my schoolwork. I'm in the week of finals, and simultaneously I have this huge album opportunity, and so I'm feeling the weight of the world.
That's number one on your list.
What?
The music.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear you. Oh, okay. That's good.
No,
I did
that's
need
what
to
I'm
hear
hearing
that.
For you. The music is number one on your list.
Thank you.
Now, you seem to be hesitant because you're trying to do all these other things. But, yeah, and it feels like for you,
oh, you're breaking out, and I can't hear you. Hello? 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 Thank you.